You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network.
You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. Come on, Dolphins fans. Time to fins up. Miami Dolphins fans, how are you today? And thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast on this Monday evening, April the 22nd. I am your host, Mike Oliva, flying solo today. I didn't plan on doing a show, and this isn't probably going to be a very long show, but a news report kind of came out late Monday afternoon, and I had to vent. I am dumbfounded by this report, so I'm going to sort of talk about that here on today's show. But before we get to any of that, as always, a big shout out to everyone listening at finheaven.com. Everyone go to finheaven.com, the largest Miami Dolphins message board on the internet. Also, a shout out to our friends at the I Am a Miami Dolphins Fan Facebook page, run by the great and talented Carlos Hernandez. If you're on Facebook, please be sure you are a part of the I Am a Miami Dolphins Fan Facebook page. And wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether it's Apple Podcast, Spotify, YouTube, Podbean, Podchaser, Audible, we're on all the platforms. There's so many more, I can't list them all. Hit that subscribe button right now. You won't want to miss an episode of the DolphinsTalk.com podcast, as we're going to have you covered all week with multiple shows leading up to the draft. After the draft each night, Tom and myself will drop episodes breaking down the players Miami will have selected on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then, of course, next week we'll have all the fallout from the draft and start looking at some of the guys, at some of the holes that Miami didn't fill and who they might be looking to sign June 1st after the Xavien Howard money comes off the book. So subscribe to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast on whichever platform you're listening on. And before I start the show, just thank you. Again, thank you for listening. I know these days there are so many podcast options out there, whether it's sports with the Miami Dolphins in particular, the NBA, the NHL, true crime, politics, music, movies, whatever. There are so many podcasts. Thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day, each and every day, to listen to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Without you, there would be no us, and we really do appreciate it. Okay, so you're probably wondering what I want to vent about. So, late Monday afternoon, NFL reporter, very reputable NFL reporter, Albert Breer, who writes the Monday Morning Quarterback column now and has been covering the NFL for decades, he is reporting that he is hearing wide receiver Xavier Worthy out of Texas is possibly the guy to go to the Miami Dolphins at pick 21. I will read the quote from Albert Breer himself. This is from Albert Breer. One name I've heard circled for Miami from other teams is Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy, who would add even more speed to the offense and perhaps give the team an off-ramp with Tyreek Hill over the next year or two. Now, I know the week of the draft, there's smoke screens left and right. I know that. Teams are floating information out there all over the place, kind of misdirect people on what they really want to do, let other teams think they're going to take this guy so they have to leapfrog them to take him when they had no intention of taking him. I get it 100%. But I have to comment on this because I don't think Chris Greer's, I don't want to give him too much credit that he's playing 3D chess here to get that rumor out there. And then, you know, from the report from Albert Breer, he's saying, I've heard circled for Miami from other teams. So he's not getting it from Miami. He's saying from other teams. I don't think Chris Greer is smart enough to get that rumor out there with other teams to have them sort of start talking about it. I don't give him that much credit. I don't know if they take him at 21, but would I be shocked if Chris Greer traded back from 21 to 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, somewhere in there, and took Xavier Worthy? No, I would not be shocked. And I know some people would say, well, you're still getting now you're getting extra picks in rounds 2, 3, and 4, so it would be worth it. No. The answer is no. Now, back in March, I was pounding the table. Not pounding the table, but I was one of the lone voices And I still am one of the lone voices who's saying wide receiver is a big need for the Miami Dolphins this offseason. They have three distinct needs: the front seven on defense, the offensive line, and wide receiver. And if Brian Thomas Jr. was there at pick 21, I'd be okay with Miami selecting him. I said that prior to free agency starting. And I still stand by that today for the most part. If Brian Thomas Jr. there at 21, I'd be okay with Miami taking him. But I also said that pre-free agency because I thought even if we lost Wilkins and then we end up losing Wilkins and Raekwon and Andrew Van Ginkel. And I know we signed some old guys to replace them, but we really lost core young players. I thought we'd do a little more to replace those guys on that side of the ball. We really didn't. We signed a bunch of guys, but I don't know if they're any good, really. So I've sort of cooled it a little bit on wide receiver round one. I'm still okay. Brian Thomas Jr. is a pick. I'm not going to throw a fit. I'm on board. But it was really only for him. And like I said, if Miami takes Xavier Worthy at 21, it's a grave mistake. Even if they trade down 5 or 10 spots and pick up extra picks in rounds 2, 3, and 4, and then take Xavier Worthy in round 1, it's still a grave mistake. The reason Brian Thomas Jr. is special and why I think in round 1 it makes sense, here's why. 6'3", 209, 6'3" tall, he weighs 209 pounds and ran a 4.39. He is fast, he is great, and that's what our offense is built around. Super fast wide receivers who can make plays. But the 6'3 part of it is what's kind of needed in Miami. Hill and Waddle are not big guys. They're not physical wide receivers. Brian Thomas Jr. is a physical wide receiver. He's a taller wide receiver who can high point the ball. He's a taller wide receiver who can catch a contested pass. He's a taller wide receiver who can catch that jump ball Mike McDaniel loves to throw in or around the end zone all the time. If Miami wants to add that type of receiver, a 6'3" guy who runs under 4.4 in round one, like Brian Thomas Jr., again, I'm on board with it. Adding a 5'11", 165-pound Xavier Worthy, who, by the way, prior to the combine, was projected to go in round 2 or 3. He ran a very fast 40-yard dash. Now, all of a sudden, everyone's got him in round 1. It is insane on all levels. It's not rational. It makes no sense. And I know there's some people out there, if you go online and put his name out there, well, he's 6'1". He's not 5'11". Why are you saying he's 5'11"? He's 6'1". Texas listed him as 6'1". We know colleges inflate the heights and weights of their athletes. When Xavier Worthy went to the combine with independent people who don't care how tall he is, he measured a 5'11". He's small. And I get it. Mike McDaniel likes fast guys. Oh, fast guys. Got to have fast guys. I get it. But there comes a point where you got enough fast guys. Raheem Mostert, Achane, Hill, Waddle. We got speed. Speed's not an issue. Speed's not an issue. Even Jonnu Smith's got speed at tight end. We just signed him. But this Dolphins team, part of the problem last year, was too finesse. It was soft. It needed to get more physical. They really haven't done anything this offseason to get more physical. In fact, they've probably taken steps back in that regard, which is why in round one at pick 21, if you take a non-physical player, it just makes no sense. Again, Brian Thomas Jr., I know he's a wide receiver. He doesn't really change the makeup of becoming a physical team, but at least you have a physical wide receiver in your wide receiver room, and it's something, and it's something. The Xavier Worthy thing, it's just another undersized, fast, small guy. We have them already. Achane is small. He's undersized and fast. Hill and Waddle, you know, as great as they are, small, undersized, and fast. Do we need another one of those guys? Do we need another cookie-cutter, small, undersized wide receiver? Xavier Worthy, round one, just, and I don't care if it's a pick 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. It makes no sense for the Miami Dolphins. And here's the other thing. If they somehow, if this report is true, again, I have my doubts. I know it's smokescreen season. But again, sometimes, you know, if you're trying to misdirect people, sometimes throwing out the truth and everyone thinks you're lying about it, well, that's actually your plan, is another way to misdirect people. If they do add a Xavier Worthy, then here's what I can promise you. This is Tyreek Hill's last season in Miami. Again, for all the reasons we've said on previous shows, the fact that out of all the contracts they restructured, open cap space, they never touched his. And next year on the cap, he's going to count like $35 million or so on the cap. If they didn't restructure him this year, the odds of them restructuring him next year are kind of slim. So if they do sign a Xavier Worthy, or if they take him in the draft here in round one at some point, this is Tyreek Hill's last year. Because it'd be idiotic to pay Tyreek Hill $35-plus million next year and have Xavier Worthy, who's just a poor man's Tyreek Hill, also on the roster for a fraction of the cost. It would pretty much just be the handwriting on the wall that Tyreek won't be here beyond 2024. And it's, again, I'm not against taking a wide receiver in round one. I'm really not. But Miami has holes, massive holes on the defensive line. They got one giant hole, at least on the offensive line, at guard. Edge rusher, they got one healthy one as of today. We got two guys we have no idea when they will come back. And safety's a need. And as much as at 21, you can be able to take, though most likely will be either an edge rusher or a defensive tackle. I don't know which one, but you know, whether it's Verse or Newton or Murph, one of them, I'm not saying they're all going to be there, one of them should be there. And the offensive line, you know, if you want to take a Barton, he might be there. You want to take a Mint, somebody's going to be there. Somebody who can help you, you know, either this year or maybe be Armstead's replacement next year from now. I get that. It's safety, probably too early for a safety, but if you want to take a Cooper DeJean, I mean, he might be there, and he could be a hybrid safety corner. They can fill a lot of holes. Another undersized wide receiver is not what the Dolphins need in the first round. It's literally the definition of insanity on every level. And once again, just to read this again, the Albert Breer report, one name I've heard circled for Miami from other teams is Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy, who would add even more speed to the offense and perhaps give the team an off-ramp with Tyreek Hill over the next year or two. The off-ramp with Tyreek really is a factor here. Tyreek, for those of you who didn't see it or haven't heard, he did an interview over the past few days. We have the whole interview up at our website if you want to watch it. It's up on our website at DolphinsTalk.com, where a couple things. Number one, he said it really bothered him, and he sort of had to come to peace with the Kansas City Chiefs winning Super Bowls since he's left. Like, that really seemed to upset him. It upset him that they gave his number 10, to Isaiah Pacheco. He thought they shouldn't have passed out that number. And the other thing was he spoke about Mike McDaniel calling him out after the... Some people said it was the playoff game. I believe it was the first Kansas City game. Sort of calling him out and saying, you're the best player in the field. You're not playing like it. What are you doing? Why are we... Like, he called him out and tried to hold him accountable. So, you know, and then you factor in all the off-the-field stuff. And God knows there's enough off-the-field stuff. And again, then factor in they didn't restructure his deal, which is a sign they don't see a long-term future, Tyreek in Miami. Tyreek's got a lot going on. And he's got, I mean, there's a lot going on around Tyreek Hill. So I get, which is why, if it's Brian Thomas Jr., you know, I'm on board. I get it, because that gives you a legit third wide receiver this year. And then, you know, next year, you hopefully pay Waddle, and you have Thomas, and you can have one fast, underside wide receiver, and you have a tall, physical fast wide receiver, and you got, you know, two complementary players moving forward. But the Worthy with Hill, with Waddle, it doesn't make sense. And again, I know there's been a lot of debate as well, whether this 2024 season, are they all in trying to win a Super Bowl this year? Are they going to go, are they going to make moves now this weekend in the draft and then post June 1st when the Howard money comes off the book to try and get a great team on the field? Or are they being more cautious in their approach, saying this is a sort of a pause season, it's kind of a reset season, not a rebuild, just a reset. We're going to try to stockpile compensatory picks. We're going to try to get the salary cap in order as best we can. And we're going to play the young guys. We're going to find out if Cam Smith's any good. We're going to, you know, play some of these younger players in larger roles to see if they're guys we should build with long term, or if we can't, if we have to move on from them. So, and that's what a Xavier Worthy type move is. You don't take Xavier Worthy on a one more undersized fast wide receiver in round one and honestly say you're all in to win a Super Bowl this year. That is, okay, this year is sort of a pause season. It's a step back season. Worthy, let's get him acclimated so he can replace Hill a year from now. And that's what that move is. So, again, I know it's silly season. And every general manager in every organization is floating false info out there to gain position and sort of lead other general managers and other teams in ways to sort of get them off the scent of their trail. I totally get it. But I pray that's all this is. Because if this is serious, this is a huge mistake that Miami will make on Thursday night. Again, nothing against Xavier Worthy, the person. I'm sure he's a great person. And I'm sure he's a fit for... Look, if he's Tyreek Hill light, not exactly Tyreek Hill, but like a light version of him, there's a lot of teams he'd be great on. Hell, he'd be great on the Bills. If the Bills took him at 28, I get it. They need wide receiver help. He'd be a good one to get. I totally get it. And there's like a lot of other teams he'd be a perfect fit for. If he went to the Chiefs need wide receiver. With the last pick of round one, if they took him, he'd be great there. I'm not saying he's a bad player. He's just a bad fit for Miami. And there's a difference between saying someone's a bad player and a bad fit for Miami. If we had two tall wide receivers, two guys that are 6'3", 6'4", who might not be so fast and maybe look a little bit slow, I'd be going, yeah, let's get Xavier Worthy, throw him in the mix and spice things up on offense. But we already got this guy. We got him twice. So, yeah, that Albert Breer report is just like, oh, God, I hope this is false. You know, this NFL draft can't get here fast enough. Between all the misdirection, the smoke screens, and the reports, which you don't know if it's true, you don't know if it's false, all the mock drafts, I'm mock draft out at this point. I'm just ready for the draft, and let's figure this out. Hopefully this week goes fast, and Thursday's here before we know it. And then we'll go into Friday, and that should be fun, too. I enjoy Friday night of the draft the most. That's like my favorite. Night one is kind of too clinical, if that makes sense. It's like it's almost like a fashion show. You see all the guys show up wearing like crazy wild suits, and it's like an award ceremony more than a draft. Everyone's walking the red carpet and they're getting asked questions, and then it's like one round, and once it's over, it just stops. That Friday night's a little bit more laid back, it's loose. You got rounds two and round three. You know, there's not many players there in person, so if they get picked, they're on stage. I mean, there's always a couple, but there's not like many. And so I love the Friday the most. And plus, it starts like at 7 o'clock, 1 hour earlier. And for those on the East Coast, that's always great. So I like the Friday the best. That's like to me, Friday is the draft. I know round one's so important with the quarterbacks and everything, but Friday is fun. And that's when the draft is fun. It's a Friday night. It's just great. So we'll see what they do this weekend. Again, here's the plan. We got a lot of new podcasts up. Stephen D and Jason Sarney are doing some position breakdowns. Check out a show. They put out a show on Monday talking about wide receivers. Funny enough, wide receivers and tight ends. We have a new same old Dolphin show with Josh and Aaron and a special guest from Go Time Dolphins. Myself and Ian Berger will be on Wednesday. Tuesday, we have a show. Jason and Steven are doing another position show, so check that out. And we're going to have a show of Fin Factor with Manny and Marissa. That's going to drop on Tuesday as well. Then Wednesday, like I said, myself and Ian. And then once you get to Thursday, here's the deal, Thursday and Friday. Go to the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel, subscribe. Why? Wall-to-wall coverage. Thursday, when night one starts, Jason Sarney and Stephen D are going to be on the air. I'm going to be on the air. Tom Ernest, he's going to be on there. Ian's going to be on there. Josh and Aaron, we're all going to pop in and out, maybe stay 15, 20 minutes, leave, come back. We're all going to be on Thursday night all through round one. Friday, we do it all over again. And then, you know, when Miami's on the clock, if you want to see live reaction from the people, on our YouTube channel, check it out. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you are subscribed to the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel. You're not going to want to miss it. And as always, wherever you listen to this podcast, subscribe. We really appreciate it. If you're watching this on YouTube, smash that like button. It always helps. Just smash that like button right now. We really do appreciate you all taking the time to listen to our shows. Again, go to the website, dolphinstalk.com. All the Miami Dolphins' latest news, rumors, information, original commentary. We got some mock drafts up from people from ESPN, NFL Network, all the reputable sites. And just, you know, it's just fun to look at that stuff. I know it doesn't really mean too much at the end of the day, but they are fun to look at to get an idea what people think Miami might do. So we'll see. All right, everyone, have a great Monday night. Have a great Tuesday if you're listening to this on Tuesday, which most of you are because it's really late on Monday night. Have a great start of your week. We'll talk to you again after a while. And folks, don't forget, we must put an end to highway profanity.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.